wanted to use it going forward, and they made us pay. So that was the story of the first half, and we were able to change it, which was a good sign, to be able to come in the second half and change a lot of those areas that we needed to. But 48 points a lot to make up, and we needed everything going our way, and things were going pretty well there at the, and just a couple of little errors in the last quarter.
What was your main message at half time?
It was about that, stick our effective tackles, make sure we lay effective tackles, which is really important, the difference between an ineffective and effective tackles. It's a key stat in football, not just tackling, but making sure you stick effective ones, and make sure we use the ball better going forward. And you know, once we were able to address that and go a little bit shorter when we were going forward, we were able to lower our eyes and able to hit the scoreboard a lot more effectively in that second half.
What were those mistakes you were talking about late in the game?
Oh, just mate. When you're going, when you're coming from 48 points down, you just made a couple of mistakes late. I mean, that wasn't the game though. The game was in the first half.
Did you think the scoreboard didn't properly reflect how close you were at half time, or was that about right, 8 goals behind?
No, I just thought it was those two areas. It was the inside 50s and all the stats are telling, but they were more effective with it than we were, and we were letting them bust out of scramble situations without laying effective tackles.
Just on the tackles, I mean, you're a battle-hardened side. Can you put your finger on why they weren't sticking tonight?
Well, for the first half, they were better than the second half.
You mentioned the kicking. I think you kicked 62% in the first half. Was it as much pressure, or was it just errors, or was it a combination of both?
Oh, it's a combination of both. I don't know what it would have been the second half, but it was mainly just the forward of centre kicks. I mean, you've got to be mindful. You just don't use kicking efficiency as a stat. It's a versus your direct opposition, and we were down the first half, but where it is and how it is, it was pretty much our forward stuff going forward that we needed to lower our eyes a bit better and make opposition defenders accountable. There was two out of the first three stat winners in the first half for Fremantle were defenders. So, tells you a bit of a story.
Joel, Sam Reid had a great game tonight. Do you feel like he's turned the corner?
Well, certainly the second half. He had a very good second half. He played a bit in the wing. He played forward and back. He started to take his marks and was clean taking his marks. We've always had high hopes that Sam can make that next step as a player, and he was able to impact the ball in the air significantly, as well as on the ground. He was able to win some important balls, and just thought his second half was a really good start to where he needs to go as a player. As far as his impact on the contest, he's got it in him. He's tall, he's agile, he's quick. So he needs to continue to take those steps forward as a player, and that's what we've been trying to work with him.
Has it given him more confidence playing back at times this year?
Maybe. I mean, he's sort of... We genuinely believe he can play a number of different roles for us. And today he was able to play even through the midfield. So at that size and that pace, that marking ability, it adds another dimension to us. And we've tried it different times before and it hasn't worked. It worked a bit better tonight, which was good. He was able to really impact.
There was two pretty amazing games tonight, this one and also Hawthorne Port, where Hawthorne almost came from 50-odd points behind. Is there any margin that's safe amongst the top sides that kind of sit back and defend, or is it one of those ones where against the top four sides it's...
Best advice would be not to get 50 points down.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's probably the thing that come out of it, isn't it? You can't afford to give anyone starts, and you've got to get things right from the very start against any team, let alone the best teams. And you know, I don't know, I didn't obviously see that game tonight, but certainly the story of our game. We got a lot of things right in the second half and came back hard on an opposition that's absolutely flying. And so there were some things to take out of it, which was good. We pushed back and pushed back well. But some things we can work on to get that first half a bit better.
Was Heaney's injury, or was he just subbed off?
No, he was just subbed off.
John, Fremantle, he obviously beat them in the finals last year. Does it seem like they've stepped up another gear this year?
We got beaten by 14 points, it's round four. They're a good team in good form. And their first half was excellent. So you can't take anything away from them. They were fantastic that first half. They got some very good players. They're a very good team.
And in light of the first half against Essendon, are you concerned about your stance as a team?
We addressed it at quarter time against Essendon. We were 1-6 in the second quarter, so you just can't look at the scoreboard. It's like efficiency in kicks. You can't just look at the pure stats. It's sometimes you look a little bit deeper, and we kicked 1-6 against Essendon in the second quarter. We 20-7 inside 50s, and we've had four games. We're four games in, played two poor first quarters.